The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madni channel to another transmission of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful series that has now over 500 plus episodes, Alhamdulillahi Azwajal, by the grace of Allah, where we discuss different topics relating to the different ways that we can grant success and achieve success in both the dunya and in the akhirah. Alhamdulillah, from time to time we have various topics, and today we also have a brilliant topic awaiting you. So please stay tuned, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And likewise, tonight we have a very special gathering in which all of our panel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, are scholars and ulama of the deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all for taking out their time and giving us the opportunity to listen to their words of wisdom in relation to today's topic, which is living our life according to Islam. And this is a very important topic, because today we have our own understanding of what does it mean to live an Islamic life. So inshallah azawajal, we will learn via the words of our ulama of the deen, inshallah azawajal. So do stay tuned. So we'll start our beautiful program with a virtue of reciting peace and blessings upon the embodiment of Nur, the King of Medina, the last and final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Whoever sends salat upon me 50 times, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment." It's a great blessing and glad tidings. Who else, whose hands would we want to shake other than the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on that day of the Day of Judgment, which will be horrifying, horrific scenes, not unimaginable scenes that cannot be compared to anything in the world. And we pray that we are in the company, we are blessed with the shafa'at of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. So please get this practice into your life, inshallah. Encourage your children as well, your friends and family members, to recite salawat in abundance and just 50 times a day, and we will have this glad tidings, inshallah, azza wa jal. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have various segments throughout the program as well. Alhamdulillah, we have segments like Guess the Answer. We have Let's Give a Sunnah, Let's Revive a Sunnah, One Advice to You as well. And also we'll have segments of Packages and Kalams as well. So it's a very well-packed and organized program. So now I'd like to request our Mawlana Mubin Madani Sahib, inshallah, to bless us with a Kalam of their choice.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo lamhe the Zara-e-Din
قلم جب سے
SubhanAllah, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us all to visit the sacred lands of Makkatul Mukarrama and especially Madinatul Munawwara time and time again within our lives. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, today's topic is living our life according to Islam. And inshallah, before going on to our panel, inshallah, I would like to first of all go to our first segment, which is Guess the Answer. So inshallah, if we can play the package for this.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
So our question today is, where is the shrine of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today's topic, that living our life according to Islam, what does this concept actually mean? What does it mean to live an Islamic life? Inshallah, as an introduction, as a preface, I'd like to lay the foundations in the following manner, that our deen of Islam is a complete code of life. And the meaning of a complete code of life is that the teachings of Islam, they guide us in every aspect of our life. If we look at our life in terms of from our birth until we pass away, our deen of Islam gives us an entire blueprint on how a Muslim should carry out his life. Now, this is a comprehensive detail. This is a comprehensive explanation on what it means to live our life in an Islamic manner. If we begin at the start of human life, which is birth, when a child is born, the duration of this until the end of its life, this is what Islam guides us. So from the beginning until the end. And if we discuss right from birth, we find that Islam doesn't even guide us rather at birth, at the child or the birth of a child, but rather even before the child is born, the creation of the child, meaning the husband and wife, the spouses coming together, this is also even mentioned in the deen of Islam and explained to us beautifully on when we even go towards this aspect within our life, then we should be very careful and we should also be mindful on a different aspects, like in the hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to look at the piety and the religion of the spouse that we are wishing to marry, or when we are looking to get married. So these aspects are very important. Now we can see from this how Islam doesn't only start from birth, but even before our coming into the world, alhamdulillah, our deen of Islam guides us in this regard. Thereafter, when we move on to the period of adolescence, when the child is growing up, Islam also tells us right from the beginning with the concept of tahniq. When something sweet is placed on the palate, the roof of the child's mouth, into the mouth, and even today science finds and brings about its medical benefits. Whereas 1400 years ago, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the importance of tahniq, and this is also a proven sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Thereafter, the adhan being delivered into the ear, the first words our Muslim children, the children are hearing, is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also a very important message, that our life begins with an adhan for which there is no prayer. And then our final moments in this world are with a prayer where there is no adhan. And we have heard this before. Alhamdulillah, our panel and our ulama of the deen have mentioned this to us. Then, my dear Islam brothers in Islam, when we move to adolescence, Islam guides us on how we should bring up our child. What are the guidelines that the mother and father need to both consider when they are bringing up the child, and how the mother nurtures the child, and how the father also is teaching him manners and etiquettes and adab. But this is very important that today we bring this within our lives, because it is the society around us that does have a huge effect on our child. But if within our home we are looking after the upbringing of our children, that this will play a huge factor in this and in our child becoming a truly religious child, one who is respectful, one who abides by the Sharia, who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alongside this, he is also understanding the situation of society around him and how to deal with different points, different stages of his life. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, then going on to the final stages of a person's life after marriage with family as well, all of these social norms that we see, then Islam also guides us on how we should treat people and how we should be with our parents, how a person, you know, a son, he's a son in one aspect, he's a grandson in another, he's a husband in another, he's a brother in another aspect. And Islam tells us our rights and how we should make sure that we are fulfilling all of these rights as well. So Islam is a very holistic, if you look at how you should live your life, Islam is the holistic understanding of how a person should live their life. And then even when we are in our final moments of this world, we see how Islam tells us how we should respect our Muslim deceased, that Islam doesn't allow any type of cremation or burning of the body or in any other way. Rather, the body of a Muslim is respected and it is buried into the ground from where he once was created, with the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, from soil and from different parts of the soil from the earth. This is why there are different colors and different races that we have, because when the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was, when Allah Almighty intended to create Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, different parts of the world were selected, different soils, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created as well. So my dear viewers, when we look at how Islam teaches us regarding our financial state, our social state, our physical, we see that alhamdulillah, when you study Islam, you will find that the religion of Islam is there to help us. It's there to guide us. It's a support for us, not a burden and not something that we have to do because otherwise we'll be punished. No, a Muslim does not look at the ahkam and the rulings of the Sharia like this, but rather he looks at it from a well-wishing perspective, that what is made forbidden has been made forbidden because those things are bad for me, are bad for society, are bad for my home. So if we remember these points, inshallah azza wa jal, then we will and we will learn more about Islam, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will find our religion to actually be easy. That the religion of Islam is actually welcoming and it's easy for a person. But it is us, it's the people who, because of not learning, then we have made things difficult upon ourselves. But if we act within, in accordance to the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the guidance of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the understanding of the Sahaba ikiram and the Tabi'un, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will know that the deen of Islam is most definitely the best and most convenient way for us to live our life. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll now move on to our honorable panel and ulama of the deen. I would like to inshallah start off with our honorable Maulana Khalid al-Madani sahib, inshallah azza wa jal. And a humble request is, dear Ustaz sahib, whichever avenue you'd like to start off with, but really discussing also the theme and this particular aspect of how does a person live according to Islam? What does it mean to be a person who lives according to Islam? Inshallah, in this guidance, may Allah, may you give us some Madani pearls, inshallah.
Islam guide us in every single stage, from beginning till end, from birth till death. So it's very vast and wide topic today. So how to live according to Islamic life. So first of all, the person who is already in this dunya, not the is about to born, just the one already in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ.
Subhanallah.
So in the messenger, indeed in the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have an exceptional example.
Subhanallah.
Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka jo lifestyle hai, wo tumhare liye ek behtareen namuna hai. So you need to follow that one. If you follow that one, it means you are living according to Islamic life.
Subhanallah.
Islamic lifestyle. So in short, you can say this is meant to live how to Islamic life.
Subhanallah.
Okay, if you spend your life, your lifestyle according to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means you are living Islamic life. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided us. It's a very famous hadith in Sahih Muslim. Buni al-Islamu ala khamsin. The foundation of Islam is based upon five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. The first of all, to testify there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the last messenger. And the second pillar, wa iqami salah, establishing the five daily prayer. And the third one, wa'ita is zakah, giving obligatory charity, giving zakah. The fourth one, wa hajj al-bayt, performing hajj. pilgrimage, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one, fifth one, wasawmi Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan. So the one individual who want to spend his life according to Islamic lifestyle, so first of all, he need to testify, he give the shahada, the ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. That's the first thing. He need to believe in his heart that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last messenger. After his tasdeeq bil qalb, iqrar bil lisan, after his testifying shahada, then the ibadat will start. So all the remaining four pillars is you can say the contains of ibadat, worship. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, all of them. According to his ability, as long as the condition will be meet, then he need to start the ibadah. So the five daily prayer, then if he is sahib al-nisab, then the zakat, if he has sahib istatat, performing hajj, he have the ability, health, properly, he need to do fast in the month of Ramadan. So mean, first you need to give shahada from the heart. Secondly, from practical life, other organ of the body, amale jawareh, you need to read namaz, give zakat, give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fast in the month of Ramadan. And then if you look on the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle, he will do the same thing. If you look like the 24 hour of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he woke up in the morning, he do miswak.
Subhanallah.
After miswak, he make wudu. After wudu, he read tahajjud. First tahajjud. Then he take a little bit rest. Then Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala came to just call him for the fajr salah. Then he went into the masjid and then lead namaz fajr for the companions. Then he remained seated on the jai namaz, place of namaz. Then the sahaba ikram, companions came, they asked some questions. Sometimes they ask, what is the interpretation of the dream I have last night? So then the Rasulullah gave the ta'bir or ru'ya, interpretation of the dream, and then his day start. So if we want to live according to the Islamic life, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we should start our day in the same manner.
Subhanallah.
Same manner. This is just only the, like, you can say, just example of the beginning of the day. But the whole day, midday, evening, night, everything has been mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his day and night.
MashaAllah.
In the Hadith, Hadrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained the one lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yukthiru dhikr." The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah ka dhikr kasar se kiya karte the. Wa yuqillu al-laghw. اور آپ بہت لیس جو ہے نا وہ گفتگو فرماتے ہیں، صرف ضرورت والی گفتگو ہی فرماتے. وَيُطِيلُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُقَصِّرُ الْخُطْبَةَ. He tried, he extended his نماز، نمازوں کو لمبی کرتے جب تنہا پڑھتے، اور خطبے کو چھوٹا کرتے. The sermon of the جمعۃ المبارک will be shorter. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کسی بیوہ، ویڈو، یتیم، آفن، ان کے ساتھ چلنے میں کسی قسم کی کوئی آر محسوس نہیں کرتے تھے. If they have any issue or they are in need, then the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfill his need.
Subhanallah.
Isse ye pata chala ke Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ek to Allah ka zikr kasrat se karte, namaz ki pabandi, jis tarah arkan Islam in the beginning I did mention, yeah, unki pabandi farmate, namaz ko lamba farmate, khutbe ko short karte, plus jo hamare muashre mein hota hai ke widow hai, yatim hai, unko lift nahi karaye, the one who is a high personality, high rank in the community, they just spend the time with them. The Rasulullah didn't feel any shame or any awe to walk with them, to live with them. Even Allah ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka agar aap lifestyle dekhein azwaj-e zindagi mein, to aapko zyada tar wo azwaj-e mutahharat nazar aayengi jo ki pehle se talaq yafta thi, widow thi. So it's mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam aap community ke andar jo log muashre mein jinko kamzor samajhte the, aap unke liye ek bahut bade supporter the, bahut bade helper the. اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی انکرج اس ٹو ہیلپ دا نیڈی اینڈ پور پیپل.
ماشاءاللہ.
ایز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی ہیلپ دا ہمسیلف ادر پیپل. ہی انکرج اس. ایون ان دا حدیث رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیڈ احب الناس الی اللہ انفعهم للناس.
ماشاءاللہ.
دا موسٹ beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who give more benefit to the other people. Jo community ke liye zyada beneficial hai, zyada benefit provide karta hai, wo Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ke haan zyada mahboob hai, more beloved hai. Phir Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, وَأَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمْ أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ قُرْبَةً. So the best and more beloved action in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kisi musliman ke dil mein khushi dakhil kar dena, ye Allah ta'ala ko bada mahboob hai. Aur iske saath saath ye ki agar kisi ko koi musibat hai to usko dur kar dena, ye Allah ke nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain ki rab tbarak wa ta'ala ko bahut mahboob hai. Even the rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said ki kisi musliman ki madad karna, to help a needy person, that is more beloved to me rather than I sit itikaf for 1 month in this masjid.
Allahu akbar.
Yani masjid nabawi mein ek mahine ka itikaf baithna, isse zyada mujhe ye mahboob hai ki main kisi musliman bhai ki madad kar do.
Subhanallah.
So my dear salami ki brothers, just imagine ki masjid nabawi ke andar itikaf baithne ki badi fazilat hai.
Allahu akbar.
So just performing one salah in masjid al-haram is equal to 100,000 namaz ka sawab hai. And reading namaz in Masjid al-Nabawi, 50,000 salah ke equal hai. Lekin imagine kare ki ek banda 1 month ke liye, 30 days ke liye itikaf baithe, so mean every 5 daily salah will be reading in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Every Muslim do wish that he should read 40 salah in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Lekin Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne irshad farmaya ki kisi musliman bhai ki madad karna, that's more beloved to me rather than sitting in the itikaf of this masjid. Isse pata chala ki community ko serve karna, musliman kisi musliman ki musibat ko dur karna, ki musliman in need mein hai uski help karna, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourage us and uski zyada fazilat bayan ki taaki hum sab ek dusre ki madad kare. So this is the one aspect of live according to Islamic life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, that was a beautiful Madani pearl from our Honorable Maulana Khalid Al-Madani Sahib, mashallah. Viewers of Madani channel will also, you know, agree with me here that you see in today's time we find people are very, I would say, self-centered and selfish in a manner that everyone's only looking for themselves. Whereas as a Muslim, what does it mean? It means to look after and cater for your fellow family members, friends, and people in need in a general aspect. We see our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that personality who never discriminated anyone. Rather, the teachings of Islam teaches this very clear. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one who was chosen, even though his skin color was different to the Arabs, but Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose him to stand upon the Kaaba and deliver the Adhan for the very first time, and this was a shock to many people. But this was the message of Islam, that there is no discrimination. This is the beautiful deen of Islam, and we have to bring it within our lives, because it is good and well that we have it in our books, we have it in the seerah, but the whole point of the seerah was for that we can emulate and copy and follow until the end day of judgment, until the end of life on this earth. The Muslims continue to live in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life. Our Honorable Ustaz mentioned as well that in the very first verse, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that without a doubt, within the Messenger of Allah, there is an exemplary role model and character for you. So following the life of Rasulullah, which means his seerah, there are people today who disregard the hadith, the sunnah, whereas we don't know where they go. Such people, we have to be very careful and protect ourselves from. The seerah is the practical understanding of the Holy Quran. So we have to hold on to the seerah. We have to revive the sunnah. We have to follow in the way. And this is one point I would like to add before moving on. Because today, I'll actually hand over to our honorable panel as well. That Asatza Ikram, we see today that many people will have a beard. Many people will wear the Imamah Sharif. They will wear, you know, they will have the physical attire of the sunnah. But when it comes to being kind to our parents, when it comes to looking after, showing compassion to our young, when it comes to the way our Prophet lived his life with his blessed wives, he would treat them, he'd treat them well, give them preference. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he was, had the internal matters, the truthfulness, the sincerity, the trust in Allah, you know, the generosity. There are so many different aspects. Today, unfortunately, it's seen that even people who have a religious attire, clothing,
You know, they are forgetting the fact that Rasulullah's sunnah is also more, you can say, inwardly. Meaning they are not just the physical sunnah. But today we have forgotten, you know, how easy is it today for someone to, for example, lie over little things. You know, our youngsters, our elders, today's society it's seen. But we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was renowned before his announcement of prophethood. He was a prophet before he announced. But before he announced his prophethood, he was known as Sadiq and Amin. This is very important today. It's a point within history. It's a point which the you know, alhamdulillah, and brothers and sisters who come into Islam, they see this. And this is what they are inspired by. But we as Muslims need to act upon these as well and develop these traits within ourselves. Become such people who are also representations of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah azza wa jal, our honorable Ustad Maulana Tariq al-Madani sahib inshallah will bless us with his words of wisdom on this particular topic of living our life according to Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islami andaaz se zindagi guzarna. Dekhen, jo abhi humne suna Quran Majid Furqan Hamid ki ayat suni, isi tarah se Nabi Ikram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ke uswa hasana, agar hum unko follow kare to hum easy samajh sakte hain ki ye janab Islami zindagi hai, hum us par act upon کریں. لیکن مسئلہ یہ ہے کہ بدبخت شیطان ہمیں نہیں کرنے دیتا اور جیسا کہ وہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں بھی یہ بیان کیا گیا ہے کہ شیطان کہتا ہے کہ میں ضرور بضرور لوگوں کو گمراہ کرنے کے لیے تیری سیدھی راہ میں بیٹھ جاؤں گا. تو یہ شیطان کا یہ جو وار ہے بڑا خطرناک ہوتا ہے کہ بندہ نیکی کی طرف جا رہا ہوتا ہے اور یہ جنا ہٹا رہا ہوتا ہے. تو خیر اللہ تعالی ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. یہاں پر اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اکارڈنگ ٹو اسلام اپنی زندگی گزار رہے ہیں تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی کی محبت بہت ضروری ہے. محبت جی. اللہ تعالی کی محبت ایک ایسی چیز ہے جو بندے کو خود بخود موٹیویٹ کرتی ہے. جب آپ کو کسی سے محبت ہوتی ہے تو آپ اس کی بات مانتے ہیں, آپ اس کے آرڈرز اور جن چیزوں سے اس نے منع کیا اس سے بچتے ہیں. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی محبت یہ سمجھ لیں کہ بندے کو نیکیوں کی طرف, صراط مستقیم کی طرف اور اسلامی زندگی کی طرف لے کر جاتی ہے.
ماشاءاللہ.
اچھا اب ہم یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ ہم اللہ تعالیٰ سے محبت کریں اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی محبت میں دین اسلام پر عمل کریں, تو اس کا طریقہ بھی قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں بیان کیا گیا. فرمایا کہ قل ان کنتم تحبون اللہ, کہ فرما دیجئے کہ اگر تم اللہ سے محبت رکھتے ہو, فتبعونی, تم میری اتباع کرو, یحببکم اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ تم سے محبت فرمائے گا.
سبحان اللہ.
تو دیکھیں یہاں پر یہ ایک انداز بتا دیا گیا ہے, ایک طریقہ بتا دیا کہ اگر ہم اللہ تعالیٰ سے محبت رکھتے ہیں تو ہم ایک پاتھ, ایک راستہ, ایک وے بتا دیا گیا ہے کہ کیا, ٹو فالو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے اسوہ حسنہ, ان کی سیرت, ان کے انداز, ان کے افعال, ان کے ایکشنز, ان پر عمل کرنا اور پھر یہ سنت پر عمل کرنا جو نا یہ یقین جانے, جیسے بلکہ خود اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ایک اور مقام پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ من یطع الرسول فقد اطاع اللہ, جو رسول کی اطاعت کرے تو اس نے بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ کی اطاعت کی. اور پھر اسی طرح سے اور بھی روایات ہیں, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ من احب سنتی فقد احبنی ومن احبنی کان معی فی الجنہ, کہ جو میری سنت سے محبت رکھتا ہے تو وہ مجھ سے محبت رکھتا ہے, جو مجھ سے محبت رکھتا ہے وہ میرے ساتھ جنت میں ہوگا. تو یہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی سنتیں, ان کی انداز زندگی, اگر ہم اس کو پڑھیں اور پھر صحابہ کرام, جی ہاں صحابہ کرام کا جو انداز ہے وہ بھی دیکھیں, اہل بیت اطہار علیہ مردوان کے انداز کو دیکھیں, ان کے اسوہ حسنہ کو دیکھیں, بلکہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ فعلیکم بسنتی و سنت الخلفائے الراشدین المہدیین, کہ تم پر میری سنت اور میرے خلفائے راشدین کی سنت لازم ہے. تو ہم ان انداز کو, سنت سے یہاں پر مراد جو خلفائے راشدین کی سنت ہے, اس سے مراد خلفائے راشدین کا انداز, ان کا طریقہ زندگی, اور تو ہم اس پر اگر ہم اس کو فالو کریں جو میں نے عرض کیا تو یہ ہماری اسلامی زندگی ہوگی. اچھا جو آپ نے وہ فرمایا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی اگر ہم گھریلو زندگی بھی دیکھیں, اب ہم دیکھیں سنتے بہت ساری باتیں, اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں یہ توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم اس پر عمل بھی کریں, اور خاص کر گھر میں, گھر میں بڑا مشکل ہوتا ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کی اگر میں مختصر انداز میں بیان کر سکوں کہ گھر میں کس طرح کی کیفیت ہوتی تھی, کس طرح کا انداز ہوتا تھا. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے خاص کر ایک حصہ اپنے گھر میں بھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی عبادت کا رکھا ہوا تھا, اسی طرح سے حسن معاشرت کا رکھا ہوا بھی تھا, اور اسی طرح سے ازواج کے ساتھ, اپنے اہل بیت کے ساتھ, دیگر صحابہ کرام علیہ رضوان کے ساتھ میل جول, ان کے ساتھ انداز, ان کے ساتھ بات کرنا, ان کے ساتھ اٹھنا بیٹھنا, یہ سارا ان کی زندگی میں موجود تھا. اچھا پھر یہ روایت ملتی ہے سنن ابن ماجہ شریف کی, حضرت عدیف بن حارث کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے پوچھا کہ کیا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم قرآن پاک کو بلند آواز سے پڑھتے تھے یا آہستہ آہستہ؟ انہوں نے جواب دیا کہ کبھی کبھی بلند آواز سے پڑھتے تھے, کبھی آہستہ آواز سے پڑھتے تھے. میں نے کہا اللہ اکبر. اچھا پھر یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا انداز کہ گھر میں بھی قرآن پاک پڑھنا, کبھی تیز آواز سے, کبھی دھیمی آواز سے. اچھا پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, یہ بیان کیا گیا کہ اکثر اوقات رات کے وقت اکثر اوقات نماز تہجد میں دیر تک, کافی دیر تک دعائیں کرتے رہتے تھے.
اللہ اکبر.
اچھا اور ہم اپنا انداز دیکھیں جی. یعنی بلال بھائی آپ بھی شاید آپ نے نوٹ کیا ہو, یہاں پر بھی ہم اپنا انداز دیکھیں, مساجد میں امام صاحب ابھی جو نا وہ بس سلام پھیرا نہیں, فوراً جو نا جا کے, اور اسپیشلی جمعے کے دن تو ہم دیکھتے ہیں خاص طور پر جی. یہاں سلام پھیرا اور وہاں جو نا لوگ نکلنا شروع ہو جاتے ہیں جی. حالانکہ دعا کی اپنی ایک اہمیت ہے, اس کو کہا کہ الدعاء مخ العبادہ, دعا تو ایک عبادت اٹ سیلف جی. لیکن ہم یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کا انداز دیکھیں نا, گھر میں بھی دعا کر رہے ہیں, باہر تو باہر اور گھر میں بھی نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم جو ہے وہ دعا فرماتے. اور پھر اسی طرح سے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم گھر میں بھی کام کاج کرتے.
ماشاءاللہ.
اچھا جیسے استاد خالد صاحب نے بتایا کہ وہ باہر کے بھی جو ہے کام کاج کرتے, لوگوں کی مدد کرتے. تو اچھا یہ بڑا ایزی ہوتا ہے باہر جا کے کام کرنا نا, کیوں؟ لوگ پریز کریں گے آپ کی, آپ کی تعریف کریں گے, واہ یار کتنا اچھا بندہ ہے, لوگوں کی ہیلپ کرتا ہے, لوگوں کو سپورٹ کرتا ہے. بات تو تب ہے جب گھر میں کام کرے نا. تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں آتا ہے کہ وہ گھر کے کام کرتے, ان اپنے ازواج کے جو گھر کے جو کام کاج ہوتے ہیں ان میں ازواج کے ساتھ ہاتھ بٹاتے, اسی طرح سے یہاں تک بکری کا دودھ خود ہی دھو لیتے.
سبحان.
اچھا اسی طرح سے اپنی نالے مبارک خود ہی سی لیتے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا انداز یہی ہے, اسی طرح کا انداز ہے کہ گھر میں بھی کام کاج کرنا, اور اسی طرح سے جیسا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ میں تم میں سب سے زیادہ بہتر ہوں اپنے گھر والوں کے ساتھ. تو اپنے گھر والوں کے ساتھ بھی بہترین انداز رکھنا, تبسم فرمانا, مسکرانا, یہ ساری چیزیں وہ ہیں. اور اپنے اور پھر اپنے گھر والوں کی, اپنے بیوی بچوں کی بھی جو نا عبادت کی فکر کرنا, یہ باقاعدہ روایت میں موجود ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم خود بھی نماز پڑھتے, پھر اپنے گھر والوں کو بھی اٹھاتے. تو یہ میں نے چند ایک چیزیں بیان کی گھریلو زندگی کے حوالے سے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اپنے گھر میں بھی عبادات کا اہتمام, اور جس طرح سے ایک اسلامی زندگی ہونی چاہیے, یہ اسلامی زندگی ہم نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کے ان ایکشن سے سمجھ سکتے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ. سو سر دس ون تھنگ آئی ایکچولی وانٹڈ ٹو ایڈ ہیئر ایز ویل, بیکاز نو ڈاؤٹ آور رول ماڈل از رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ٹوڈے واٹ ڈو وی سی ان آور ٹائم؟ وی ول سی فادرز اینڈ مدرز ٹیلنگ دیئر چلڈرن ٹو ریڈ قرآن ایٹ ہوم, ریوائز, ڈو سبق, یو گاٹ کلاس, تھنگز لائک دس. ویئر ایز we see here that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba ikram, they themselves would be doing these actions, then thereafter informing and telling their family members as well. This is something very important, because you will definitely have way more experience in this as well, that when a person is practically doing something in his life, he himself is doing these amal, then it's a very easy to help your motivate your family members.
Yeah, bilkul.
If you yourself are not reading namaz, reading Quran, zikrullah, durood e pak, you know, you're not, you, as the father, not helping around in the house, not doing these things, then how will the children ever think of this when they become older? And if you also don't give them that tarbiyat and also tell them that this is how you meant to look after, obviously, this is how you meant to look after your mother. If the father doesn't give this tarbiyat, then the children will not know. And the best way to give tarbiyat is via action. Because today, zuban, with the tongue, you know, everybody's talking. And you know, even the person who does nothing can talk the best. But this is the sad reality. But we have to bring it to action. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see the Sahaba-i Kiram as well. Their amal was everything. They were practically acting upon the sunnah. Today we mention the sunnah, but they were amilin sunnah. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar himself was renowned for being the lover of the sunnah. So this is one thing, viewers of Madani Channel, I would like everybody to really take on board, inshallah, azawajal, especially the male, you know, our fathers, our elder brothers, everyone, to become the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to become. In his final khutbah on the day of Arafah, when he delivered, he mentioned so many rights of women on that day. And it's very important that our male and our men learn these and read this. Like Ustaz mentioned, just to summarize, the point they mentioned was regarding first the love of Allah. How the love of Allah is important, because when you love someone, then loving them will innately create within you a feeling of following them. If you don't love someone, how do you follow them? Today, people who love any celebrity, any role model you see in society, in time, that's only done because they have an infatuation with that person. They love how he looks, they love how they sound, they love what they do, they love their luxurious life, so they want to have that. Whereas we know as Muslims first, we emulate and follow and copy in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then we ask ourselves, how much do we know? How much do we know about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Our ulama of the deen hold gatherings. And alhamdulillah, our bayanat within the gatherings of Da'wat Islami of, you know, seerah courses where we are learning regarding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not only learning, implementing is the most important thing. Because today, you know, social media is on a rise, so many videos, people are, you know, scrolling through their phones at a fast rate today. And there's so much voices, so much noise. The simplest thing our honorable scholars have mentioned here today is follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you yourself can do this by reading. Alhamdulillah, there's many literature. How was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his daughters? And how was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his grandsons, radiyallahu anhuma? How they would ride upon the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine? We are talking about the Prophet of Allah, the last and final Prophet of Allah, the most esteemed and honorable Prophet of Allah. How was his way with his grandchildren? His grandsons, they would be on his shoulder and they would be riding upon the blessed back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now today, you know, men feel shy being with their own children, speaking to them, playing with them. This is something we have to remove. We're not saying everybody is like this, but we do see that why is there not a connection between the sons and the fathers today? Because our fathers need to bring in this role, this life of Rasulullah, we need to bring within our lives, inshallah, azawajal. Moving on very quickly, inshallah, to our honorable Ustad Mubin al-Madani Sahib, inshallah, azawajal, for their words of wisdom on this topic. And Ustad Sahib, where would you like to?
That is 100% correct. If we follow the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam, then we will be successful in this world and hereafter.
Subhanallah.
First of all, we need to know the purpose of our life. What is purpose of our life? Why Allah sent us in this world?
MashaAllah.
Allah mentioned in the Quran Pak, Allazi khalaqal mawta wal hayata li yabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala.
Subhanallah.
Why Allah sent us in this world? The reason Allah mentioned, Allah created death and life. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا
MashaAllah.
You may be tested. You may be tested. Why we were tested? Hame test kyun kiya jaye? Reason. The reason is لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Okay, whose deed are best?
SubhanAllah.
Whose actions are best among you? So, this is the purpose of life.
MashaAllah.
Okay, why we were sent in this world? Okay, so if you want to be successful in this world and hereafter, then we have to follow the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam. As Usasa mentioned in Hadith Pak, the one who loves my sunnah, he loves me. The one who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And the one who loves me, he will be with me in paradise.
SubhanAllah.
So if you want to be with Aqal Islatu Islam in paradise, then our all action should be according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam.
MashaAllah.
Meaning, we should eat according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam. We should walk according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam. We should talk according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam. Okay, if we are sleeping, we should sleep according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam. When our every action will become according to the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam, then we can say that we can be successful in this world and hereafter.
MashaAllah.
And if we want to act upon the sunnah of Aqal Islatu Islam, first we need to learn the knowledge of deen. Like, knowledge of deen is very compulsory. Without learning the knowledge of deen, we can't know about the Sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is mentioned in the Hadith-e Paak, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin, seeking the knowledge of deen is compulsory upon each Muslim. Okay, so as a Muslim, as we know, namaz is farz, so we need to know the farz of namaz, how many farz in namaz, how many precondition in salah, how many wajibat in salah, which are the actions which invalidate our salah, when our namaz will become makruh tahrimi, how to perform wudu, how to perform ghusl. These all are the basics which are compulsory to learn, which is compulsory upon every Muslim to learn these all things. Okay, when we learn these all things, okay, then we perform the ibadat, worship according to the teaching of Islam. Okay, and those people who act upon the teaching of Islam, what is reward for them? Unko milega kya? What is inam? What is reward for them? Allah SWT mentioned in the Quran-e Pak, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا. Allah SWT mentioned, indeed those who have believed and does righteous good deeds,
Mashallah.
Righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise.
Mashallah.
They will have the gardens of paradise. Those who believed in Allah, and those who believed in Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And we also need to know the aqaid as well. What is our correct aqeedah about Allah azza wa jal? What is our aqaid beliefs about Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? What should be our aqaid about angels? What should be our aqaid about jinns, jannat, jahannam?
Yeah.
And the many aqaid which we need to learn, which are the basics. Okay, after learning the aqaid, then we need to learn about other teaching of Islam. Okay, when we act upon all the teaching of Islam, when we spend our life according to the Sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, then the ayat mubarakah which Ustaz sahab mentioned, ke in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Kya farmaya? Follow me. Yani Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ke liye ke ya mahbub, tell them follow me, meaning follow my sunnah. What will be reward? We follow the Sunnah of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will also love us. When Allah love us, when we become successful in order to please to Allah azza wa jal and please to Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah will become happy to us, then inshallah azwajal, the Jannah, the paradise will be our place inshallah azwajal.
Now inshallah azwajal, I would like to request for one of our packages that are ready inshallah azwajal, one of the clips from our other muballighin, and inshallah azwajal, thereafter we will continue our program with this beautiful topic.
There was a man who sincerely repented from all his past sins. He dedicated 70 years to worship, fasting during the day and spending his nights in worshiping without indulging in good food or seeking shelter. He strictly observed abstinence throughout this time. After his death, someone saw him in a dream and inquired, "How did Allah Almighty treat you?" He replied, "Allah conducted my accountability and forgave all my sins except one. I used a piece of wood as a toothpick without the owner's permission, and for this, I have been prevented from entering paradise." It is crucial to grasp this point. Our Allah rewards even the smallest of deeds. Allah Almighty may forgive all our sins for a minor act of righteousness, or if He chooses to hold us accountable, even a single mistake or sin could obstruct our forgiveness. What's the lesson here? We must neither underestimate the value of a righteous deed nor dismiss a sin as insignificant, saying, "It's just a small sin, right? It might be recorded in our book of deeds and serve as an obstacle." We should not lose hope in Allah's mercy, nor should we become unworried about His wrath. We must strive to keep our hearts pure. How can we achieve this? By instilling in our hearts a deep reverence for Allah Almighty, by genuinely loving Him, and by feeling remorseful for any disobedience. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Respected viewers of Padani, we need to associate ourselves with friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pious people, men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those they have great status before Allah, those they are close, those they follow Sharia, those they follow the Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We need to attend those gatherings where they are present. We need to go and sit with them where they are present. And remember, if you would like to recognize who is true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two things are very important to recognize. Because recognition is very important. Libase Khizr mein ya sainkdon rahzan phirte hain. Libase Khizr mein ya sainkdon rahzan phirte hain. Agar jeene ki khwahish hai to kuch pehchan paida kar. Yes, we need to have that sort of sense to recognize who is true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we may also be deceived. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, true attributes which are apparent in any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is knowledge. A wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be alim. He would have knowledge of Quran and Hadith. He would have knowledge of Deen Islam. A person who does not have knowledge of ilm Deen, knowledge of Islam, he cannot be wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, a person who should follow the Quran and Ahadith, Fara'id, Wajibat, and Sunan, Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, footsteps of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, a person who is not following the Sharia and is not stepping over the ladder of Sharia, he cannot reach to Tariqah. So very simple and straight, if you would like to recognize somebody, ilm, at the same time, taqwa, piety and knowledge, they are both, they go together. They are there, a person is following Sharia, following fara'id and wajibat and sunan, has knowledge. Then only you can further find out how close that individual is. He should be sahihul aqidah, sunni at the same time. He should have true aqaid, true attributes, and then true love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, piety, taqwa, knowledge. Then we should associate ourselves. In this day and age, alhamdulillah, if you would like to know a living wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, it is my husnul zan from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Shaykh-e Tariqat Amir of Ahl-e Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. He is wali, but he is wali kamil, no doubt. Nigahe wali mein wo taasir dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. This wali of Allah, this friend of Allah, this pious individual who is an alim, who is muttaqi, no doubt, who is very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His nigahe vilayat has changed tens of thousands in the world, alhamdulillah. Many have turned their lives towards Islamic teachings, and they have started following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we associate ourselves with people who are closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are holding a great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, our Muballighin Da'at Islami giving us again words of advice regarding also our topic at hand today as well, that as a Muslim we should never belittle any good deed, we should never belittle any sin, nor should we disregard any good deed. And thereafter we heard two signs of the friends of Allah. One is knowledge, the second is taqwa, adherence to the sunnah, living your life, performing good deeds and abstaining from sins. Very beautiful Madani Pearl. May Allah bless our Muballighin of Da'at Islami with long life, piety and afia. May Allah allow them to continue to do the works of the deen. So now, my dear viewers, just repeating the question for our segment, Guess the Answer. If we can have the question once again, inshallah, on screen. Where is the shrine of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu? Inshallah, Zawajal Mubin al-Madani sahab, inshallah, will bless us with a kalam.
फिर के गली गली तबाह ठोकर सब की खाए क्यों दिल को जो अकल दे खुदा तेरी गली से जाए क्यों फिर के गली रुक्सत का फिला وش سے ہمیں
So Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, we will now take some, inshallah, Zawajal, Madani pearl from our honorable panel here today, inshallah, in relation to the Let's Revive a Sunnah. So inshallah, Zawajal, if we can have the package of the Sunnah today.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Today, inshallah, azawajal, will be regarding the sunnahs of Jumu'ah, of Friday. Inshallah, we'll take one or two, inshallah, Madani pearls from our scholars. We know that Friday is the day of Eid. It's the day of, it's the king of all days, alhamdulillah, azawajal. We learn many points from the prophetic sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that on the night before Friday, the doors of hell are not opened. So this is for the blessed, the start of the day of Jumu'ah. Thereafter, we know that Friday will be raised on Yawm al-Qiyamah as a bride. And we also know that the fortunate Muslim who passes away on Friday, he achieves the rank of a martyr. And he will be protected from the punishment of the grave. So amongst this, there are many other, these are just the fada'il, the virtues of Jumu'ah. But inshallah, we will hear regarding some sunnah, mustahabbat, inshallah, one or two from each of our honorable ulama.
It is sunnah to take bath on the day of Friday. And you can learn from this one, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged us to take bath on Friday. The hikmah, or the wisdom behind this, because the day of Friday, the Muslims, the people, they gathered. At the time of, at that time in Arab, the people come from all the different towns, and they do usually come over the by walk or on the camel or the horses. When they all gather today, and the temperature in summer over 40, so there will be like you can say the sweatness and this other smell. So it's better to take a bath, have perfume. So don't harm to other people with the badbu, bad smell. So mean the taharat, purity, this is the, you can say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that you should have the purity. That's why in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tuhuru shatrul iman. Purity who is the part of imam. So that's why we should take bath on each Friday because this is the sunnah to take bath on Friday.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ji, Ustaz sahab, any other sunnah?
Jo jumme ko aaye wo ghusl kare jaise ki Ustaz sahab bhi bata chuke hain aur isi tarah se tel lagana, oil lagana aur isi tarah se khushbu lagana, fragrance use karna aur isi tarah se itr lagana aur agar uske paas अच्छे कपड़े हैं तो अच्छे कपड़े पहनना ये भी और इसी तरह से नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम की और रिवायत से ये भी मालूम होता है कि सिवाक का भी सिवाक मिसवाक करना
माशाल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह जी उस्ताद माशाल्लाह
इट इज मेंशनड बाय आका अलैहिस्सलातु वस्सलाम इफ यू रिसाइट 200 टाइम्स दुरूद पाक ऑन फ्राइडे Allah Azwajal will forgive your 200 year sins.
200 year sins. Allah.
SubhanAllah. 200 year sins. MashaAllah. We should try to read Durud-e Pak as much as we can. Another fazilat, blessing, which is mentioned in the Hadith-e Pak. Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam mentioned whoever recites Surat Al-Kahf on Friday, it will illuminate him with light between the two Fridays.
SubhanAllah.
So we should try to recite Quran-e Pak and Durud-e Pak as much as we can. And another thing, you know, there is a special moment on Friday.
SubhanAllah.
When this moment comes, if someone make any dua, any lawful dua, so his dua will be answered.
Wow, SubhanAllah.
Yeah, so this is between the two khutbah. When Imam Saad, after delivering one khutbah, when he said, so we should make dua. Another moment is before the sunset. Before the sunset. So we should try to make dua, inshallah, our dua will be answered.
SubhanAllah. So between the two khutbah sermons and just before sunset on the day of Friday is the time of acceptance, dear viewers, Madani channel. And those who are coming to offer Jumu'ah Salah, remember that we must, we are not allowed to obviously articulate any words during this time period or raise our hands. It's best to, we are meant to basically perform the dua in our heart, okay? InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. And there's a few more sunnahs, alhamdulillah, our honorable ulama of the deen mentioned them, but someone's that, alhamdulillah, doubt this Islami has really enlightened us regarding is to wear the Imamah Sharif is also Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that indeed Allah Almighty and His angels send durood, send salat upon those who wear Imamah Sharif on Friday. So it's a great honor that Allah's mercy, the dua forgiveness of the angels is upon those who wear the Imamah Sharif on Friday. So especially try to have this ready, inshallah. Have an Imamah Sharif, purchase them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and wear this, especially on the day of Friday. There is also one beautiful aspect of Jumu'ah Salah that we need to have. This is something which, unfortunately, it's not seen within our time, but it is to leave for Jumu'ah Salah early. Okay? To leave for Jumu'ah Salah early, because our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, indeed, every Friday contains one Hajj and one Umrah for you. Hence, leaving early for Jumu'ah Salah is Hajj and waiting for Asr Salah after the Jumu'ah Salah is Umrah. And if you can do this, try your best to do so. And we must remember this point. Wherever you're going to offer the Jumu'ah Salah, dear viewers of Madani channel, wherever you're going to offer the Jumu'ah Salah, wherever the first Adhan has been called in that location, then it is wajib for us to now prepare to set off and leave to get towards our Jumu'ah Salah. MashaAllah, one thing we did discuss before about dua, Ustazah mentioned that sometimes, you know, we see the aspect of dua is very, it's not done or it's not seen, especially on Jumu'ah. One point is understandable. I'll speak for the audience, for the public. Many people are coming for Jumu'ah Salah, then they have work directly after. So they have time. They have a time limit, don't they? An hour, half an hour. Within that time limit they have, okay, as a break, and then they go on their way. That's fine. But we're talking generally, okay? So we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would perform dua abundantly. Like Ustazah mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would perform dhikr of Allah in abundance. This is something as well that's sunnah. This is something that we need to bring within our life. A Muslim's life should be filled with the remembrance of Allah. Now we need to ask ourselves, how much are we blessed with the honor of remembering Allah today? When we enter our home, do we give salam? Do we recite Suratul Ikhlas? Do we give salam to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we enter our home? When we leave our home, do we recite the dua? Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, do we recite du'as when we're looking into the mirror? Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Do we recite a du'a before eating, before drinking water, before applying ithar? All of these things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life is everything. So the summary of today's discussion is the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to study. You have to become amongst those who hold firm to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only the apparent that we have been discussing, but also those sunnahs which are a part of the blessed nature, which were just easy. They were part of his nature, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't have to try to do these aspects. These were naturally within him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these beautiful traits of being kind, being compassionate, being generous.
And when a person is to be dealt with in a harsh manner, an enemy of Islam, then he is to be dealt in that way as well. He's to be treated as an enemy of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life teaches us this as well. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we were talking about the Sahaba Ikiram because they are very important. As-sahabi kal-nujum, fabi-ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my companions are like stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will be guided. Now, who is the greatest out of all of the Sahaba ikiram? Alhamdulillah, it is the belief of the Muslims that afdalul khalq, ba'da al-rusul, ba'da al-anbiya'i wa-rusul, meaning the greatest human being out of all the prophets and messengers, the greatest human being after all the prophets and messengers is Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now I would like to present to you one hadith that I found and I read. And this is very powerful because this is something which will increase our love for the Sahaba ikiram as well. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing his Sahaba, he said, there are 360 good qualities. There are 360 good traits that a person can have. When Allah Almighty intends good for a person, Allah Almighty grants him one of these 360 good qualities, and by virtue, because of this one neki, this one good quality in him, Allah Almighty will grant him paradise. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, do I have any one of these qualities in me? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, O Abu Bakr, you have all of them. You have all 360 qualities. This is the maqam, this is the status Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has. And there was so much love with the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there was so much to discuss, so many points to mention, but obviously time is also drawing near now. We have a couple of minutes left. So inshallah, answer. So if you can have the answer on screen, inshallah, for today's guess the answer. The answer for today's question is Karbala, Iraq. MashaAllah. So the question is, where is the shrine of Sayyidina Imam Hussein? And the answer is Karbala, Iraq. So it's a great honor, it's a great privilege today that we had our honorable ulama on our panel. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them immensely and grants us the ability to learn more from them as well. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately that is the end of our transmission. So until next time, stay tuned, keep on watching Madani Channel inshallah azza wa jal. More programs like this will be with us inshallah azza wa jal. So please take part in this, invite family members inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to live our life in accordance to Islam. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.